In the small, rural community of Eden Valley, Jack Harper, a 40-year-old local mechanic known for his late-night drives to clear his mind, set off on his usual route along the old forest road. Jack, a stoic man with a rugged exterior honed by years of physical labor, was a familiar sight in his old pickup truck, driving through the night. On this particular night, under a blanket of stars, Jack's peaceful drive was interrupted by a startling sight. A shadowy figure appeared in the middle of the road, causing him to swerve sharply and come to a skidding halt. Heart pounding, Jack peered into the darkness, but the figure had vanished. Dismissing it as a trick of the light or perhaps a deer, Jack continued his journey. But a few miles down the road, the figure reappeared, this time closer, its features more distinct but still shrouded in darkness. Again, Jack swerved, his mind racing to make sense of the apparitions. The encounters grew more frequent and more disturbing. Each time the figure appeared, it became more aggressive, lunging towards the truck as if to attack, then disappearing just as quickly. Its form was human-like but grotesquely twisted, with elongated limbs and a gaunt, faceless head. Panic set in as Jack realized he was being pursued by this entity. He pushed the truck faster, the engine roaring through the silent night. The forest road, once a source of solace, now felt like a menacing trap. In a desperate attempt to escape, Jack took a sharp turn onto a less traveled path. The figure followed, its movements unnaturally swift and jerky. The dense trees cast deep shadows across the road, creating a disorienting, almost hallucinatory effect. As Jack's fear escalated, the figure began to appear inside the truck. It would materialize in the passenger seat, just within the corner of his eye, then vanish when he turned to look. Its presence was suffocating, filling the truck with a cold, oppressive air. In a final terrifying encounter, Jack saw the figure standing in the road ahead, its arms outstretched as if to block his passage. He slammed on the brakes, but it was too late. The truck collided with the figure, but instead of an impact, it dissipated into a cloud of dark mist that enveloped the vehicle. In the story's harrowing climax, the mist seeped into the truck, the shadows twisting and writhing around Jack. He heard whispers, dozens of voices speaking in unison, their words indecipherable but filled with malice. Jack's screams were drowned out by the cacophony of whispers as the shadows converged on him. The last thing he saw was the figure's face materializing in the mist, its features a nightmare of contorted, inhuman expressions. The following morning, Jack's truck was found abandoned on the forest road, the doors wide open, the interior covered in frost. Jack Harper was nowhere to be found, his fate a mystery that would haunt Eden Valley for years to come. In the sprawling city of Harrogate, Emily Clark, a 33-year-old late-night radio DJ known for her soothing voice and love of eerie tales, finished her shift at the radio station. Emily, with her sharp...
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Wit and an open mind to the supernatural often drove through the city's empty streets to unwind after work. This particular night, as Emily navigated the quiet, dimly lit streets of Harrogate, she felt a strange unease. The city, usually familiar and comforting in its nocturnal stillness, felt different. The shadows seemed deeper, and a sense of anticipation hung in the air. As she drove, Emily heard a faint rustling sound from the back seat of her car. Thinking she had left some papers there, she paid it little mind. But the rustling grew louder, accompanied by a soft, indistinct whispering. A cold breeze wafted through the car, though all the windows were closed. Unsettled, Emily pulled over and checked the back seat, but it was empty. Shrugging off the feeling, she resumed driving, attributing the experience to her tired mind. However, the strange occurrences continued. Objects in her car moved seemingly on their own, her water bottle rolling to the front, her sunglasses shifting position. The car's temperature fluctuated inexplicably, and the radio flickered between stations, settling on static. Emily's unease grew into fear when she glimpsed a shadowy figure in her rearview mirror. It was a fleeting image, the outline of a person sitting in the back seat, gone when she looked again. Her heart raced. She knew she was not alone in the car. The unseen passenger made its presence increasingly known. The whispers became more coherent, murmuring her name, and the sensation of being watched was constant. Emily felt a growing dread, realizing that whatever was in her car with her was not benevolent. In a bid to understand her situation, Emily remembered a story she had discussed on her show, a tale of a phantom hitchhiker who haunted the very road she was on, seeking a ride to an unknown destination. Determined to rid herself of this entity, Emily spoke to it, asking what it wanted. In response, the car filled with a deep, resonant voice that seemed to come from all around her, demanding to be taken to where it began. Driven by a mixture of fear and a desire to end this nightmare, Emily followed the entity's whispered directions, leading her to an old, abandoned part of Harrogate, far from the city's lights. As she reached a decrepit, forgotten street, the car came to a sudden, uncontrolled stop. The doors locked, trapping Emily inside. The temperature plummeted, her breath visible in the air. The backseat shadows coalesced into a more defined figure, a gaunt, spectral form with hollow eyes fixated on her. In the story's terrifying climax, the entity revealed its true nature, a lost soul, tormented and vengeful, seeking retribution for a past wrong. It reached for Emily, its touch icy and suffocating, pulling her into its world of shadows and despair. The next morning, Emily's car was found abandoned, the doors wide open, the interior cold as ice. Emily Clark was nowhere to be found, her fate a chilling mystery that would haunt the streets of Harrogate.